My name is Dieter Geisler, and I'm with the band On Delay. I think I sort of came from a background of playing in post-rock, type of progressive rock bands, and I think most of the people in the band came from the same background, sort of the whole rock scene. Paulie, the guitarist, is more from the jazz scene, so that kind of adds some to that. And then our drummer has played in punk bands across the pond and in different places in Brooklyn, and so he's got a wide range of experiences and sounds. The band I was in before, which I was with the bassist Eric, was Halaska, and that kind of fit more the math rocky type of feeling to it. And I think there's trace elements of that in On Delay for sure, but I think it's a little more subdued.
Dieter, what do you think draws you to complex songwriting? I think for someone like me, it appears to be filled with all sorts of complexities.
You know, that's a really good question. I think a lot of it's just super intuitive. I think for music, a lot of it is you are what you listen to, and you kind of create this music salad of different genres that you like, and I think you kind of reflect that. As far as interest-wise, I think it was maybe partially the way I was raised. I was sort of raised on Beck and Zappa and lots of different variations of music. And I've never been one to really settle for one type, I guess. I like mix and matching and experimenting. I think it's fun. It's the best part about music.
And that being said, how is the live experience for On Delay?
Playing live, I think, is one of the moments in my life, and I can probably speak for the rest of the band in saying that it kind of forces you in the moment, and you're sort of in this weird time bubble where you're kind of just doing what you're doing, and you're passionate about it, and you kind of get lost to it and get lost in the art of it. For me, I think it's therapeutic, it's something to look forward to, it's something that's a life enhancement. Yeah, it's really hard to compare it to something, you know?
What is your favorite track on the EP?
Man, favorite track wise, maybe I would, off the top of my head, I would say Ghost Box. I guess it's kind of a tenet of progressive rock, even though it's not as technical, but it does have that sort of psych rock tangent, which I'm really fond of, and it's got room to breathe.